Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Oh Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we became very late today for the class. 6:45 we were supposed to start, but the previous class went very late today. So we had a very wonderful kirtan now. Let us begin our class straight today. Om ajnanate mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya Chakshuh unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Namah om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, you can show the syllabus. I can show you. So today the topic is Bhakti Yoga Basics. So for this we are going to use the Vaishnava Etiquette Manual. Just like in colleges you have a theoretical subject in the morning, in the afternoon you have practical, where you go to the laboratory. So you have theory, you have practical. Similarly we have and religion, like philosophy and religion, we say. So the religion entails practical activities. Like for example, the Vaishnava Etiquette Manual, which I will be referring today. It is already uploaded in our site, correct? No? It's available with us. You all can download and take it, a PDF file. That Vaishnava Etiquette Manual gives us many practical rules and regulations to follow as a devotee of the Lord. And one session we had on why we do what we do. Why do we do all these rituals? So is it not enough to feel devotion in the heart? That we already explained before. I am reminding you again that having a spirit in the heart is spirit, and then externally we should do the rituals. That makes it spiritual. Spirit plus ritual is spiritual. And rituals are there everywhere. Even in our everyday life, you will see the rituals. For example, the army people, they wear a particular type of uniform. The navy people, they wear another type of uniform. Air force, army, Air Force, Navy, they have certain type of uniform, certain type of cap, certain type of attire they wear. Similarly, police people have certain type of dress, isn't it? So they have a particular color dress. And amongst police also there are different categories. There are constables, then there are DSP and higher level people. They have their uniforms also. And also, you know, in army they have the strips also, and the number of stars and everything. So they have their attire. Similarly, devotees also have their attire. Like we have our devotees wearing white dress, which represents purity. Then we have our yellow dress, and devotees that represents holy dress. Then the saffron dress represents renunciation. So in this way, devotees in different cadres are given different type of attires. Similarly, Matajis wear sari, and Matajis cover their head and not expose themselves. And in this way, there are etiquettes to be followed in terms of the attire. We dress modestly to represent Krishna, because by seeing the devotees, the other people should be reminded of Krishna. Like if they see the tilak, this is Krishna's lotus feet, and this is Tulasi. When people see this, immediately they are reminded of Krishna. Just like as soon as you see a police, any thief will be afraid. And we know that here is a police, I can hand over the thief to him. If I have any difficulty, I can tell him. In the same manner, people going in train, buses, if they see a devotee in devotee attire, attire means dress, immediately they can approach them and ask, oh, you seem to be following some spiritual path. Can you please answer my queries? They may ask questions about why do we suffer, why God created this world, where do we go, where do we come from. They can ask all questions. So that is about attire. In the same manner, I'll just show you. So, this Vaishnava etiquette manual, you may already have a copy of this. I am going to use this today, and so if you see the game syllabus flow, what we have been doing, every Wednesday we have been doing. Actually, we began this course way back in 5th June 2019 we began. You are showing it? Yeah. So we did, first we did the positive thinker course, lessons 1 to 6 we did. And every week you all had a booklet to solve. And then gradually we proceeded to Sankalp Camp. We finished all these topics successfully. Even we have covered Spurti topics also. We finished all this up to 36. Yeah. Then there was a big gap because of the COVID situation, lockdown. Then we had many other lectures and all. Again, I resumed back recently, and we did Serious Responsibility in Human Life, 37, then 38. This also I completed, Bhakti Yoga at Home. And after this, some devotees wrote to me saying that we want to improve the quality of our chanting. We are not happy. It'll be nice if you can talk on that. So then I spoke 3 lectures on chanting. Methods, mood and mellows, 3 doors to improve the quality of chanting, the body, mind and heart. I devoted time on that. Now we finished that. Now we are going to proceed with our syllabus. See, the next topic in syllabus is this 39th topic here. Basics of Bhakti Yoga. Obeisances, Prasad, Tilak, hearing class and reading Prabhupada books. So I told my video man to put the Prabhupada books list in the order in which you should read it. That is in live.radishandas.com. If you go, as soon as you go inside, very soon you will find Prabhupada book reading, a PDF. You can click it and you will know in what order you should read Prabhupada: small books, medium books, bigger size books, everything. Proceed in the same order, gradually complete them. You can read Prabhupada books. And other things like obeisances, prasad tilak, we will read today. Huh? We will. So here, because this book is very nicely presented, it's pretty exhaustive, so I will not take each and every element. Wherever my explanation is needed, I am planning to devote time to that. Like here you see, in the part 2 here, etiquette within the temple, you are seeing here, you are able to see, no? Yeah. See here, being humble, offering obeisances, meditating on deity, sitting, talking, dress and appearance, cleanliness and hygiene, general behavior, attending class, an arati, and honoring Mahaprasad. Nirmalya. Yeah. So the, and then it goes to then Charanamrita, Gilam, deity clothing, Mahaprasad. Up to this I want to finish. Out of that, let us see which ones, how much you are able to complete today. So this is the main thing, basics of Bhakti Yoga. And these things we need to know. The very first thing that is begun here, if you see, the brief introduction on the importance. Why do we follow this Vaishnava etiquettes? Or etiquettes means, you know, our behavior. Why do we have to follow? So, the Goswamis were given these instructions by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Scrutinizingly study all the Vedic literatures and extract the essence of the bhakti from all the Vedic literatures. Excavate the holy places of Krishna Lila and Vrindavan and make Vrindavan a dham where all people can come to Vrindavan and visit those holy places. Build beautiful temples and install the deities, especially prominent deities like Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. And also by your own example as well as through your books, teach people how to follow proper Vaishnava etiquette. Etiquette means how do you deal with your seniors, with your equals, with your juniors, with the non-devotees, with animals, with the members of the opposite sex. How do you deal with different people? So in this way, they were given these instructions. This is the essence of all instructions is given here. Smartavyam satatam vishnum vismartavyam najatu ched. Sarve vidhi nishedhasyur etayor evakinkaraha. It is said, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. All other rules and prohibitions are subordinate to this one vital core principle. Why do we follow the rules and regulations in the path of a Vaishnava devotee? Only for one purpose. So that it brings us closer to remembrance of Krishna. For example, when you come in front of the deity, it is said one should not chastise somebody in front of deity. One should not yell. One should not show the feet to the deity like this. One should not show back to deity. Why all these things? Because by following this, we will become very conscious of the presence of the Lord and our insignificant position in front of Him. Just like if your Guru Maharaj were here, right in the front, how would you conduct yourself? You will be very careful about the way you speak. You will not speak loudly, you will speak softly. You will not laugh or joke about anybody loudly. You will be very well-mannered in your behavior. You will not put your feet in front of Guru like this. You know that he is a respectable person. You will stand at a little distance away with folded palms. So just as you deal with your Guru very, very, very respectfully, same way we have to deal with the deities also. Whom even the Guru's worship and all the acharyas are sitting below the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So therefore, if they are considering Radha and Krishna just as worthy of worship on their heads, and if we are respecting these Gurus, how much naturally we have to worship the Lord. So, but because of our passionate and ignorant behavior, we may sometimes not know the right behavior. So the etiquettes have to be learned. At least we can know what is right, what is wrong, what is to be done, what is not to be done. And in this way, by becoming more careful, we will become more Brahminical and pure. For example, there are many people in the past, they may pass urine and never wash the feet. It's impure. Now after becoming Vaishnavas, they know, oh, we have to wash the feet and wash the hands. We cannot just like that be impure. Similarly, many devotees have been wearing the same dress. Some of our devotees said that before coming to Krishna consciousness, they would wear the same jeans for 6 months, every day, until it starts stinking practically. And then you wash it. But now when you become a devotee, you never wear a dress for the second time. Which means, I don't say you wear new dress. The idea is you wear every day fresh dress. Just like when you eat in a plate, you wash it and throw away, then you bring a fresh plate. And then you without washing, you don't take for the second time. Same way with your dress also. So, in this way, the Vaishnava etiquette actually teaches you cleanliness, punctuality, being respectful, being humble, being tolerant, being patient, worshipping Vaishnavas, worshipping the Lord, worshipping Guru, be attentive, be mindful. All these good qualities will come when we follow the Vaishnava etiquette. So now we will proceed further. First one, on being humble. In those days the kings would come in palanquins. Here it is said they should not enter into the temple hall in the palanquin. And you understand the reason why. Because, you know, Lord is the king. Ultimate king of all kings. A king should not disrespect the Lord by coming in a palanquin inside a temple hall. Of course, none of us are, first of all, traveling in a palanquin. But one should know how one should approach the deities respectfully. That's the main point here. We should not be in the mentality of a lord and master. We should always come in the mood of a servant, not only servant of the Lord, servant of even the devotees. That should be the mood. Like one time, two boys came to the temple. They were doctorate students from some premier institute. One of them was a devotee. Another one was not. So the one who was the devotee naturally entered the temple hall and bowed down in front of the Lord. And the other fellow was standing like this. He was looking here and there like this. So his friend told him, "Hey, Lord is here, please bow down." So he was not willing to bow down. So because he had no knowledge of philosophy, no knowledge of understanding of who God is, who we are. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse which says, Varaparam pattakirita jushtam nanamen mukundam abhivuttamangam. It says, nanamen mukundam. If one does not bow down his head to Lord Krishna, then he sees the deity form. Then all his doctorate qualification or other qualifications are like a big, what do you call this? Mukut? Crown. Heavy crown on his head. Imagine if somebody is drowning in water, he is suffocating, he is saying, "Save me, save me." You put a heavy crown on his head. A heavy weight crown on his head. What will happen? He will drown more. Similarly, if a man is educated or if a man is very rich, he becomes very proud. Then that pride will make him bereft of all opulences over a period of time. That arrogance which makes him feel himself to be greater than even God. That arrogance is very condemned. Nanamen mukundam api uttamangam. Although his head is raised high, he is very proud. So therefore you will find Pratapurudra king in front of Jagannath, he was sweeping the floor. Once in a year, he would always come for the Rathyatra and he would sweep the floor in front of Jagannath. To show the world that I am not the king, I am just a sweeper for Lord Jagannath. He is the real king. That's the understanding. So, there is another verse by Yamaraj says this. Jehvana bhakti bhagavad gunanadheyam chetaschana smarati tacharanaravindam Krishnaya no namadiyachiraye kadapi thanana yadvamasato akrata vishnu krityan is saying, the jikvana bhakti bhagavad gunanamadiyam. If there is a person in this world, human being, his tongue has never uttered Krishna or Rama even once. Or he says, chetas chanasmaradita charanaravindam. In his heart, he never thought of the Lord even once in his life. And Krishnaya no namati. He has never bowed his head to Krishna. He comes to temple and is standing like this. You know, he is not bowing down to Lord, in front of the Lord. Krishnaya no namati yachare ekadapi. He never put his head down in the feet. Thananayadvam, bring that fellow to Yamaloka. He is saying, so anyone who is proud in front of God, he is only fit to go to Yamaloka for special punishment. So therefore, whether you are a king, you are an ordinary member of the citizens, whoever we be, one has to be humble in front of the Lord. Then offering obeisances. You know this famous verse, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha. Devotees are compared to the desire trees because they can fulfill the desires of everyone and they are very compassionate. For example, a newcomer is not at all a devotee, complete newcomer. Devotee is so kind, he will take him to Govindas and feed him prasad. That's the best the person can appreciate. Or if a newcomer is not interested in philosophy, a devotee will give him some kirtans to sing. Or somebody somebody totally new in the train, they are just eating and drinking and they are just relaxing, but a devotee will go out of the way to give him a book or talk some Krishna consciousness. So devotees are very merciful by nature. They can't tolerate the suffering of others. Rather, they try to bring everybody back. So therefore, when we see devotees, we should see them as vehicles of Krishna's mercy. Walking, they are like walking, talking trees, Kalpataru, which are fulfilling the desire of so many, including ourselves. And the most important reason why they are called desire tree is devotees offer services to Krishna as a gift to the suffering souls. When suffering souls serve Krishna, they become connected to devotional service and they make advancement from there. Therefore, devotees are very merciful. And here you see, this is the right way to offer panchanga pranam, obeisances. Also, the appendix, I will show you page number 31, the pranams are explained well there. Page 31 and 32, we will go and we will come back to this later. This is the page. As you see here, when you come to the temple, first you go to Srila Prabhupada and then you can show in camera Prabhupada. Here you go to that sign and you offer obeisances to Prabhupada. You offer obeisances? Show, keeping your Prabhupada on the left, yeah, you offer obeisances. So you offer obeisances like this. So, keeping Srila Prabhupada on your left side and you chant this mantra, all of you together. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadesha Tarane. So, you all know this prayer. Read the translation.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at His lotus feet. Our respectful obeisances are unto You, O spiritual Master, servant of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. You are kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Dev and delivering the Western countries which are filled with impersonalism and voidism.
Yeah. So this is what Srila Prabhupada, you offer this prayer. Then, yeah, Gauranga Pranam. There is Gaur Nithai. Show Gaur Nithai. Yeah. And then you are offering obeisance to Gaur Nithai. And you chant this mantra. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Pishe Namaha. Translation.
O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna Himself, appearing as Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
Then you offer to Radha and Krishna, Radha Kunja Bihari. Yeah, yes. Yeah, so then you offer this prayer. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deenabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute.
Yeah. O my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
And then you can also chant these two mantras, Panchatattva mantra and Hare Krishna mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is how we offer obeisances. Now you know, offering obeisances, you see there is a, now you saw him doing Ashtanga Pranam. Please read this in the early morning.
In the early morning or whenever visiting temple, one should offer obeisances to the deities only after waking them, because it is enjoined in Shastras that one should not disturb the Lord by offering obeisances when the Lord is resting or bathing.
See, that means if you are coming at a time when the Lord is resting, afternoon time or before Mangalarti time, there are many devotees offer obeisances, but Lord should not be disturbed. Because if you, as soon as you offer obeisances, immediately becomes alerted. Oh, my devotee has come. So his sleep is disturbed. You have reduced his amount of sleeping time. Correct, no? Like that he is saying, yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Nor should one circumambulate the Lord at these times. Also, one should offer obeisances just outside the deity room, never inside, since it is enjoined to offer obeisances from a respectful distance. Within the deity room, offer pranamas with joint palms by mantra and with the mind.
Yeah, correct. When you, as soon as you enter the altar, Radha Kunjibihari ki jai, Kavanitai ki jai, like that we do. We don't lie flat inside the altar. So in this way you are attentive to the Lord. You don't want to disturb the Lord. Yeah. Then below, Ashtanga Pranam. Hari Bhakti Vilas, how to offer Dandavat Pranam is mentioned here. Eight angas are involved. What are they? Your feet, knees, chest,
heads, hands.
Only head. Head only. One head only. Hands.
Hands, head, sight, mind and words.
Yes. These are the eight things which are called Ashtanga. That means feet and the knees, chest, then hands. You have to keep the hands like this. And head. And our eyes should be semi-closed. And we have to bring the mind also. Oh, I am putting my feet on the lotus feet of Krishna. And with the words we have to murmur the mantra. So totally eight angas are involved. Yeah. Read it.
Offer obeisance.
No, with your two feet. With your two feet.
With your two feet, knees, chest, hands and head touching the ground and with your eyes downcast and half open, recite a suitable prayer while meditating that your head is under the Lord's lotus feet. Your hand should be extended out in front of your head, not next to your head or tucked in next to your chest.
Yeah, correct. You should be extended out like this. Some people keep like this and offer obeisances. He says you should do like this. Like this you should offer. And then what is the right way? You see, this is not the right way of offering obeisances. We should not go to sleep. Like this. And this is Panchanga Pranam, this is Ashtanga Pranam. So Mataji should offer only Panchanga Pranam. And Prabhuji should offer Ashtanga Pranam to Prabhupada and to the deities. Woman traditionally perform Panchanga Pranam. Yeah. Similarly, if you have bead bag, you can keep the bead bag in the front. Not anything like this. That is not allowed. Don't hold it above the head. You can keep it in the front like this. And offering respects to Vaishnavas.
Sometimes we should refrain from offering a Vaishnava obeisances physically because doing so might inconvenience him. You are not, however, forbidden to offer respects in your mind. You should then take the next opportunity to offer physical obeisances. These rules apply when offering respects to any superior person, whether a Vaishnava or non-Vaishnava.
So, when you offer obeisances to sometimes seniors, if you offer in front of them, then they will also offer back to you. And like sometimes when I come from outside, then dozens of people offer obeisances. Somebody, as soon as you come in the gate, somebody offers, in the temple somebody, in the ashram somebody. Everybody is offering obeisances. So, I also offer obeisances. Like Raghunath Das used to offer 1,000 obeisances, 2,000 obeisances. Correct, na? So many obeisances you offer becomes little challenging. So, in case sometimes how people offer obeisances to a senior, you don't show in front of him, but you offer him behind. After he goes, you offer. Like that you say, in order to avoid inconveniencing him. That's the point. Yeah.
A further point is that there are two times when we should offer obeisances to a superior. Namely, first, when we see the superior person, and again, when he or she sees us.
Yeah. That means if you see a superior person at a distance, you still offer obeisances. And then when they come closer to you, then we are in here, then you offer obeisances also. Like that he says. Like Maharaja comes, you know, you see him in the airport, getting down from the plane, immediately offer obeisances. Because who has seen it? We have seen him. And then when he has come out, you shouldn't tell Maharaj, Maharaj already over, I offered before. Don't say like that. When he comes, you garland him again, you offer obeisances. Like that he says. Yeah. Here it says that in Brihadaranyaka Purana is forbidding us to offer obeisances to Vaishnava, especially when he is bathing, collecting wood, picking flowers, carrying water, he is honoring prasad. That time he should not offer obeisances. Because imagine if he has a prasadam plate in the hand, you offer obeisances, then he will also offer like this at the plate. It's not good. He says, if you are in an impure state, for example, if you are eating, bathing or wearing shoes, or if your head is covered, you should neither offer nor receive obeisances physically, he's saying. If you are especially in a, in that particular state, impure state, he's saying. And in all these situations, in those situations you can just fold the palm and say, Hare Krishna, you can say like that. That is enough. Okay. Now, this is important, the part two is about tilaka. Till now we talked about obeisances.
Applying tilak. After putting on clean cloth, sit on a purified asana, preferably a kusha grass mat, and apply urdhvapundra or Vishnu tilak on 12 parts of the body. You should not apply tilak in the bathroom.
One should come back to room. When I was in my early days, I used to have a wet towel around my body and I used to apply tilak. So one senior devotee told me that you should first put on your dress, dhoti, then only you should put the tilak. In towel you should not wear tilak, or in the bathroom also you should not wear tilak. And the purpose of wearing tilak is given in the box. Read that.
Srila Prabhupada glorifies tilak in the following Srimad Bhagavatam purport. In Kali Yuga one can hardly acquire gold or jeweled ornaments, but the 12 tilak marks on the body are sufficient as auspicious decorations to purify the body.
So the 12 portions will show you that. Where we will apply the tilak. These are actually spiritual points in our body where if you apply tilak, they act like a kavach for you, protector. There is a Narayan kavach shield described in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Indra's life was in danger, at that time the Vishwarupa and other Brahmanas, they had actually put a Narayan kavach shield for Indra's protection. He was the king. King requires to be protected. But what is the Narayan Kavach shield? Narayan Kavach shield is just a mantra. They touch the sacred water and they utter different mantras to protect him in different parts of his body. Similarly, we put Keshavayanam, Narayanam, Madhavayanam, Govindayanam, we will show you that. In 12 parts of the body when you put, so immediately you have a Kavach. What type of Kavach is it? Maya cannot touch you. You may be in the heart of the city. In the middle of the city, moving, going, coming, there may be so much passion. There is rock music going on, there are cinema posters, there are men, women passionately embracing, going on vehicles. You see all that. You find pubs and you find brothels and beer bars and permit rooms and cinema songs going on, big cinema theatres, slaughterhouses. These are all the Kali Yuga decorations. So in the middle of that, if you are going in the road, you will be completely unaffected. If you are putting tilak in full consciousness. I remember in our IIT days, we used to take a bath and wear white dhoti and white kurta. After putting tilak, we would come, we will feel we are like Vishnu Dutas only. When you are coming, because earlier, we generally wear pants, shirt and everything. When you wear the devotee attire, immediately you remember I am Krishna's devotee. And when others look at you, they also become reminded that, one should become a Krishna devotee. So it's a very beautiful thing to wear the tilak. It's a protector from Maya. Just like sometimes politicians travel in a jeep, which is called the bulletproof jeep. Correct, no? Somebody shoots the jeep, bullet cannot enter inside. Similarly, Maya cannot shoot you or attack you, provided you wear 12 parts of the body, you wear the tilak every day. Don't fail to wear it promptly in the morning when you take bath. Whenever we take bath, we wear it in the body. Another purpose of tilak is purification. Tilak purifies us. So not only we are protected, it also purifies us. Why? Because we are, while wearing the tilak, we are chanting a mantra also. Keshavaya namaha, Narayanaya namaha, Madhavaya namaha, Govindaya namaha, Vishnuvaya namaha, Madhusudanaya namaha, Trivikramaya namaha, Vamanaya namaha, Sridharaya namaha, Rishikeshaya namaha, Padmanabhaya namaha, Namodaraya namaha. So 12 names we utter. So because uttering these holy names is purifying. And putting tilak is protecting. So in this way, there are twin advantages of putting tilak. Urdhva Punra means these two vertical marks. And there are others, Shiva worshippers, they put like this three. And that three is made of basma they put. We put from tilak, this is from Dwaraka, it's a chandan, Gopi chandan we call it. But they put with basma, what do they mean? Kama, Krodha, Lobha. Lord Shiva burnt Kamadev to ashes. Correct, no? So they want to destroy those three and make basma out of it, and they wear because they want to become vairagis. That is their goal. Our goal is not to become just a vairagi. We want to become servants of Krishna. So we put Krishna's lotus feet here. And Krishna's lotus feet always is decorated with a tulasi leaf. So we have tulasi here. So we are trying to be devotees of Krishna, so we wear Urdhva Punra. And they just want to destroy Kama Krodha Lobha, so they wear this. Correct, no? So, Padma Purana and Yajurveda,
The Padma Purana and Yajurveda state that Urdhva Punra symbolizes the lotus feet of Vishnu. The 12 parts of the body on which we place the Urdhva Punra marks are not arbitrary points. They are sensitive points that easily absorb the spiritual energy generated by reciting the names of Vishnu and mentally placing the Lord in those positions.
See, you know, when you put the tilak and you are uttering the mantra, so they are spiritual points in your body which absorb the names of the Lord which you are giving in those particular points, and you are mentally placing that particular form of the Lord in those positions. Now, what is the speciality of those forms? You will see, the Bhagavatam it is explained, there is VSPA we call it, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Vasudev is the presiding deity of the Chitta, or the subconscious mind. And Sankarshan is the presiding deity of the Ahankara. And Pradyumna is the presiding deity of the Buddhi. And Aniruddha is the presiding deity of the Man. So you can see that, if you want to cleanse the mind, intelligence, ahankara and the chitta, heart, one has to worship these four forms, VSPA, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Padmini, Aniruddha. In the same manner, all these deity forms which I mentioned to you, when you are putting the tilak and chanting the mantra, they are all invested in those places and they act as actually protectors. Because Lord has Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. For killing demons, he has got the chakra and gada. For giving auspiciousness to our lives, he has got a lotus and which is the other one? Shankh, conchal, yeah. Like Dhruva Maharaj, Lord Vishnu touched it, conchal to his head and brought auspiciousness to him. Isn't it? Like that, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
If a devotee applies the marks of the Lord and chants his name, the Lord becomes pleased and resides with him. In this way, the material body becomes a sanctified temple of the Lord. The Brahmanda Puran states that a devotee who applies his tilak with great care while looking in a mirror or looking at his reflection in water goes to the Lord's supreme abode.
Amazing, see? Simply by applying tilak, you go back to Godhead. It says here like this. So, there is a big difference between thinking. The impersonalists say that, oh, this body is simply a horrible body made of flesh and bone and stool and bile and mucus and sputum and all kinds of urine and stool and dirty body. So they say that, you know, one has to get rid of this bodily shell, bodily cage, and we have to become liberated. We want moksha out of this body. We don't want to take body again and again. Punarap Jananam. So they only think about how dirty, how useless this body is. Whereas Vaishnavas see this body as a valuable instrument in doing sadhana bhakti. It's called Shariram Kaladharma Sadhanam. It's a dharma sadhana. Because with my eyes, I can see Krishna. With my ears, I can hear katha. With my nose, I can smell the flower offered to Krishna. I can eat prasadam with the mouth. I can glorify the Lord with the mouth. With my hands, I can dance. With the leg, I can go to temple. So therefore, devotees don't condemn the body. They make the best bargain out of this body. That is one thing. Another thing, in this body resides super soul in our heart, apart from the soul. We are soul, but Lord is super soul. They both are residing like two birds sitting in a tree. So because of that, this temple is worshipable. One day I was walking the road in Bombay, pretty carelessly. And the road cars were going very fast. Zoom, 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 very fast cars. So one of the cars was about to hit me. And then His Grace Devamrit Prabhu in those days, he just pulled me aside. Then the car went zoom, very fast. And he told me, oh, it is so risky to walk on the road. Better come, let's go to the sidewalk. Then I told him, Prabhuji, what is the problem? Even if a car hits me also, you know, I am not the body, I am the spirit soul. The body will be dead and gone, and I will get a replacement. On another body I will get. He said, no, this body is not yours, he said. He said, Krishna has given you this body, so it is his property. And besides that, he said, even if somebody comes with a knife to kill you and says, you guys are always preaching, you are not the body, you are the soul. So you are the soul, no? You are not the body. I will cut your body, I will kill your body. Then what you should tell him? You can't kill my body. Why? Because this body is a temple of God. Because in this body resides the super soul, the Lord. And I am putting tilak in 12 parts of the body. Just like a temple is kept very neat and clean. So Lord is residing and this body is given to me by the Lord for his service. That's how devotees should see this body. See it as a temple of God. Yes.
By applying tilak on these places.
And because all other devotees are also wearing tilak, and their bodies are also temple of God, every time you offer obeisances to devotee, it's like offering obeisances to one temple. Every devotee is like one temple, because in each devotee's heart, who is there? Super soul. So you see a devotee immediately, one temple is walking temple, is coming. Offer obeisances. Another temple is coming. So like that one should see. So by seeing like this, our respect for the devotees will reduce or increase. Tremendously increase. If you can keep this consciousness. Yes. Yeah.
By applying tilak on these places and reciting Vishnu's names, one sanctifies and dedicates the body to the Lord's service.
Yeah.
The Haribhakti Vilas mentions that Urdhva Pundrak tilak may vary in shape, color and material according to a devotee's sampradaya, but other features are shared. It should not be crooked, uneven, uncentered, dirty or bad smelling.
Yeah. That we should take care, yeah. The central portion with two lines we mark it. The solid portion, Tulasi, may extend 3/4. All that measurement and all is given. Lord Vishnu is said to reside in the central portion, while Brahma resides on the left and Shiva on the right. So it's like Vishnu is in the center. Because Vishnu only gives birth to Brahma. And Brahma's forehead, Shiva comes. So they are residing on the sides. And Prabhupada advised the devotees in New York, that you should not spill the liquid gopichandan while mixing it here and there. Don't waste it. It's precious, he said. If it has fallen to ground, one should not put the feet on that. It's a holy one. Yeah. Yeah, there are some verses that one can chant while preparing the tilak or applying the tilak. He says here, see. Tala te geshamam dhyayet vakshastale madhavam tu Vishnum cha dakshine kukshav tvikramam kandharetu shridharam vamabahotu prishte cha padmanabham cha narayanam atodare govindam kantakupake bahav cha madhusudhanam vamanam vama parshvake rishikesham tu kandhare katyam damodaram nyase. So this exactly says where you should put which tilak with what names. You may not remember the shloka, but you can at least put the mantra should be remembered, the name of the Lord. See, these are the 12 places. Like this put, these 12 places. And then it is given. The names are given, you can go through it. Okay. So after this again we go back to the front of the book where we left and came here now. Okay, obeisances we have understood now. Okay. Now meditating on the deity, please read it.
Meditating upon the deity. After offering obeisances to the deities, one should take darshan with great devotion and beg for their mercy. One should not, however, immediately look upon the deities full in the face. The proper manner in which one should take darshan of the Lord is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.13. The process of meditation should begin from lotus feet of the Lord and progress to His smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed on different parts of the limbs, one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified.
So in this way, when you see the form of the Lord, you can read that section of Bhagavatam, 2.2.13, and also in the third canto, Lord Kapila explains to his mother about how the super soul looks like, the form of the Lord. Lord Vishnu, he wears a pitambar, he has a jeweled belt, there is a beautiful Kaustubha Mani, and he has a beautiful golden mukut and kundal. The kundal is like a shark-shaped earring which is shining on his cheeks. And his eyes are like lotus petals. And his eyebrows are very beautiful, like arched bow. And his row of teeth are like a row of pearls. And also the teeth are rendered rosy by the splendor of the lips. The Lord has a beautiful smile on his face. So like that he describes. Narada also describes the same to Dhruva. And Kapila describes the same to Devahuti. See, the beauty of Shastra is, you go to Vishnu Purana, you go to Padma Purana, you go to Srimad Bhagavatam, Skanda Purana, anything you can take. There are certain things which are standard in this Puranas. You will find how the large personality, there is a one truth said in one Purana is confirmed in another Purana. For example, what is the color of Lord's dhoti? Dazzling golden yellow. What is the shape of the earrings of the Lord? Shark-shaped earrings. And what is the shape of the eyes of the Lord? Like a mean, like a fish, or like a kamalanayanam. And how is the Lord's hair? Is it straight like this or how it is? It's curly. Curly locks of blackish hair. It's curly, curly hair it is. It's very beautiful it is. So you will find the description. Similarly, in the Lord's chest, there is Kaustubha Mani. And in the Lord's chest, there is also Srivatsa Chinha, the golden hair, which is the place for Lakshmi to reside in the Lord's chest. So in this way, you will find the description of the Lord. So when you look up at the deity, and finally we see the smiling face of the Lord, and we pray to Him for His mercy. Yeah, go ahead.
Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that such meditation will help us get detached from sense gratification.
Now how to take darshan? When you see the Lord, He says, the mood of the devotee taking darshan is, Sir, I am your eternal servant. Please let me know how can I serve you. Like that one should ask the deities. The function of the big deities in the temple are for giving darshan and usually the Ishtadevas of the Sampradaya. So it is quite natural and respectful to see them first. And then you can see the small deity, which are called Utsavamurtis. And the Utsavamurtis are used for bathing, Abhishekam. And also they are taken for a procession outdoor and all like that. And the Utsavamurtis are actually not different from the big murtis. They are representing the big murtis. Because big murtis you cannot bathe every day. Therefore the Utsavamurtis are bathed. So in this way, what should be our mood? He is my master, I am his servant, eternal servant. And he is my eternal master, he is a lovable master. And I feel great delight in serving him. So Lord is called Bhagavan. And Radha Rani is called Bhagavati. Or he is Swami and she is Swamini. We should think that like we are living in a big palatial building. Earlier we were in Radha Kunjabari temple, then we went to NVCC. So this is a huge temple hall. And a huge campus, 6-acre campus. So we should always think in the mind that this whole campus is owned by the Lord. Actually it's not that only campus is owned. He is saying, I am Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. But especially because I am residing here, I am residing in whose property? Krishna's property. In Lord's property I am residing. And I am one of the servants. There are hundreds of servants of the Lord here. I am also one of the servants. And this is the palace of the Lord. And that is the Rajasimhasan where the Lord is sitting. Along with his queen, Srimati Radharani. I am one of the servants. And people visiting the palace are all his guests. So I have to take care of them very well. Imagine Radha gets a good guest and you mistreat them. Then he will become upset with me. Correct, no? That's right consciousness it is. Yeah. Okay, these are all about the taking darshan. One by one you can take. Yeah.
If there are...
No problem. This is, they can read it themselves. Now sitting in the temple, let us see how to sit. Yeah.
There are several regulations regarding one's sitting posture in the temple. While sitting, one should not expose one's feet to the deities or point them at the spiritual master, Tulsi Devi, etc. The feet should always be covered. One should, as far as possible, avoid sitting with one's back to the deities or the Vyasasan. However, the layout of the temple may at times restrict us in following this principle.
Yeah, so this is the right way to sit. Both are right ways.
One should not spread one's legs before the deities. One should not sit before the deities holding one's ankles, elbows or knees. Please see the illustrations. One should not fall asleep while sitting before the deities.
Yeah. Why we should not fall asleep? Then the deities will think, oh, this person doesn't like my beauty. You know, he has come to see me, but he's going to sleep. Or when a class is going, when one goes to sleep. That is also offensive. Imagine, for example, I am introducing one of you to the next another person. I am telling your glories to him and he is going to sleep. How will you feel? Very offended, no? Like that Lord also, we are glorifying him in Bhagavatam class. So if you feel sleepy, we have to get up and stand. Yeah. And also, you can show the camera in front of the deity how we should not sit. You know that, no? Like, you can show? Yeah. How all you should not sit, you can show. Yeah. You show like this kind of thing. Like you should not, you can show that. Like that one should not sit. Like that, yeah. And also, you spread the leg. One should not sit like this, okay? And spread the leg like this. Like, keep it like this. Haribol. Like this. Both legs. One should not sit like this. Okay? You should avoid these things. And while sitting, see all the devotees, they cover their feet. One should cover one's feet. One should not expose the feet to for everybody's darshan. One should not do that, yeah. Vaishnava doesn't like to show his feet to others. Yeah. And then talking in front of the deity, yeah. In front of the deities.
In front of the deities, one should not talk loudly, quarrel, chastise anyone, speak harshly to others or speak angrily, praise anyone else, speak ill names, criticize the demigods, indulge in prajalpa or mundane talk, speak a lie, talk nearby devotees who are chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Yeah. None of this should be done. All this is avoided out of respect for the Lord. Sometimes a donor is coming to the temple occasionally. We may praise him. We may say that this particular donor has given the entire amount for Janmashtami Mahaprasad. And he has given, say, 5 lakh rupees or something. Everybody says, Haribol, Haribol. So we will give him the Lord's Mahagarland to him. And we will give him Lord's Mahaprasad. We pray that his family members, all of them become blessed by our Shri Radha Kunja Bihari and they attain pure devotion service to Shri Radha and Krishna. Like that we can say, everybody chants Hari Bol. So that is also praising, but that praising is in relation to the Lord. We should not praise anybody independent of the Lord. For example, if somebody comes to temple, you just glorify him, you know, he's a big doctorate, he's a big company owner. Any of you know what is the turnover of his company? He has 50,000 crores or something like that. He's such a big man. He's so famous, he's so popular, he has done Hollywood movies, Bollywood movies, this and that. If you say like that, Lord will be wondering what is fellow bluffing. We should glorify a person's devotional service in relation to the deities. Otherwise, we should not glorify a person materially without in relation to Krishna. Correct, no? Similarly, one shouldn't speak a lie in front of the deity. If one does it, one can land in a big trouble. Because the Lord is watching. Lord will understand this fellow is a liar. And at appropriate time, he will get punishment for the speaking the lie. Therefore, even in the courts, they used to keep a Bhagavad Gita or a Bible and say, touch the book and say that whatever I speak is truth. And I will never speak a lie. And then they tell the truth. That's the purpose. Of course, nowadays somebody may think, I will just touch the book and speak a lie, nothing will happen to me. But sometimes the entire race has been vanquished because of speaking lie, using a Lord's book. So we should not speak a lie touching the book or speak a lie in front of the deities. So one should be very careful. Yeah, and we should not talk rubbish. For example, some devotees go and stand near the front. And then they happen to meet a friend who has come. There are other devotees standing behind and very reverentially taking darshan. And if they are chatting there, standing in the front, "Hi Prabhu, how is everything? How is your son? How is your daughter? When did you come from abroad?" And they are talking in front of the deity like that. And others are taking darshan and they are getting disturbed by their chat. Is that alright? That's not right. So therefore what we should do, those who are very tall should stand little behind. Those who are short like me should be allowed to be in the front. So they can take darshan. It shouldn't happen that a tall, big, hefty person goes and blocks everybody's vision of the deity. Standing in the front like this. He's standing, isn't it? So we should allow others to take darshan. If you're tall, you stand behind. And also in front of the deity, don't talk other talks. One thing you can talk in front of the deity is their glories you can talk. Like one time my spiritual master asked, "Do you know, you see there are parrots in Vrindavan, they are talking to each other. There are monkeys, they are talking to each other. The cow and calf, they are talking to each other. And they are all talking the glories of Radha Gopinath." He was telling. So the altar, all these are there, you will find. So sometimes you talk the glories of the Lord. "Hey, today Lord's turban is so beautiful. Today you see how stylishly he is decorated for this festival. Today you see Radharani is so merciful." So if somebody wants to talk about the Lord, that is not a problem. That is permitted. Only we should not talk other things. Very same principle again. Say if you are going to Guru Maharaj's room and you and say two of you went to meet him, your talk is over. Will you hang around sitting there talking your own things in front of him? Will you do that? That would be offensive. You won't do that. Same way with the Lord also. Yeah. One may
speak in front of the deities to guests and devotees if it helps in preaching or enhancing their Krishna consciousness. But all other talks should be conducted outside the temple.
Yeah. Like in our temple also, in Bombay also, here also. A newcomer has come. Somebody is introducing a husband, wife and child. So somebody is coming and bringing and introducing to you. You can say, "Oh Hare Krishna, welcome. No, what's your son's name?" They say son's name. You may say, "Oh my dear child, you please take this prasad. Please all of you take your seat, or you coming for the first time. You know, please tell me where is your address, I'll connect you to your nice program. You know, we have such beautiful darshans and we have ecstatic prasadam every Sunday." So these things you can talk in the temple hall, welcoming people. Because you are trying to bring them to devotion service. You are not talking, like you know, if somebody is sitting in the temple hall and talking, "Prabhu, I heard you got placed in a new company, you know, how much is the pay and perks there? What are the incentives? Do they send you abroad also? You know, who is the current CEO of the company? I heard that fellow was there." And other people are taking darshan. They will not see, what is the sound coming? They will get distracted. And they see that people talk useless. Called, what is it technically called? Prajalpa. That should not be spoken in the temple hall. One should be very conscious of it. If I have to speak something other than Krishna consciousness, better I go out of the temple, you know, premises. Then I talk it outside. Yeah. Sometimes what happens, the temple becomes a very good place for getting marriage alliances also. People ask, "Here is my daughter, can you get a match for him? What about that boy, this boy?" So they are looking for a boy, suitable boy match or a girl match. Another thing is the job opportunities. Correct, no? And some people want to cry about their family problems or different things, and also therefore one should go a little bit outside the temple campus, I mean the temple area, then outside they can talk. In front of the Lord one should know what all to avoid. Dress and appearance?
Dress and appearance. A devotee's clothing must be simple, clean and distinctive so as to remind people of Krishna.
Simple means what? One shouldn't wear any gaudy dress. You know, gaudy means some people are yellow or rose or red shirt, and our boys wear, you have seen that? Very gaudy, we call it, gaudy dress. One shouldn't wear, or some boys wear stone wash t-shirt, you know, or short jeans, you know, they have shot it in the knee, or a half jeans or a trouser or what do you call it, Bermuda. One shouldn't wear dresses like that. Similarly, women also should not come in a very scantily dressed way, with improper dress in the body. Some women expose, you know, put their hair without tying it, like a ghost kind of, you know. They put like this and come to the temple, and also they show several portions of the body is exposed. Many of the newcomers may not know, but one should educate the newcomers also. Of course, Matajis can tell Matajis, Prabhujis can tell Prabhuji. When you come to the temple, recently there is a talk going on amongst the GBC leaders that we want to prescribe some dress norms. Like if you go to Gurudwara, they say you have to take the cloth and put on your head, only then they will allow you to go inside. That's a compulsory thing. They take your shoes and they clean it and give you. And they give you a cloth to wear. Similarly, we were thinking in the meeting, we are talking, in ISKCON also we can keep some dress. Somebody comes very scanty dress, we give them a little more dress to cover their body and go and take darshan. Correct, no? There is a plan going on. Yeah?
In certain divisions in Kerala,
they allow only dhoti and... For the men, they can wear only dhoti. The reason why they remove the shirt, men, and they can tie it around their waist, is a sign of respect. When you go in front of the Lord, you are a baby in front of the Lord. You know, one shouldn't wear a very costly shirt and show to the Lord, you are wearing costly, I am wearing more costly, you know, like that. Because people wear very attractive dresses, no? Therefore, men in Udupi also, in South India, certain temples like that. The whole idea is to remind people of Krishna, yes?
When coming to the temple, particularly for the morning program, festivals and on Sundays, devotees should dress as follows.
Yeah, men should wear dhoti kurta, women should wear sari, head covered in the presence of men. Other clothing must be avoided except in compelling circumstances or wear definitely required for preaching purpose. What is the meaning of this? Sometimes men may wear coat, suit, boot, tie and blazers and you know, go for giving a one-time program in a college. Or even in temple they may come like that, especially if there is a prayana program or something, some grihastha devotee is expected to speak to new audience. So a devotee is ready to dress himself according to the occasion. Like you're going to some marriage, you may wear a very nice sari with dhoti with a thick border and a thick angavastra also. Grihasthas may put that. They all dress according to the occasions like that. But in general, when one comes to temple, simple dhoti kurta and Matajis wear sari. Or some Matajis request that we want to wear salwar kameez, which is comfortable for them when they come to the temple. As long as they are modestly dressed, body is nicely covered and they don't look, appear sensually dressed, then it is perfect. The whole idea is we should not wear a provocative dress. Provocative dress means exposing certain parts of the body so that the member of the opposite sex will be distracted. It's not proper, yeah. For both men and women,
For both men and women, clothing should be simple and not fashionable and opulent. Yet the clothes must be neat and presentable. Unnecessary items like perfumes and various forms of cosmetics and makeup should be avoided. Simplicity in dress is very important for a Vaishnava, whether in the temple or outside.
Yeah, also for example, sometimes a young girl is very gorgeously decorated by her parents because she is in a marriageable age. Yeah? She wears like a princess or like a queen. You will see that sometimes. Very costly dress, golden colored dress they put, jig 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 jig. So then the parents take her to the temple, other places, so that if some boy will see and the family members will see, that they will ask what's the age of your daughter, and they may get settled like that. But in generally when we come to temple, we should dress modestly because we should not try to become more attractive looking than the Lord's dress also. Because we want people to take Lord's darshan or our darshan? Lord's darshan. So therefore, boys, girls, everybody should dress modestly and come to temple. And also those people who are going beyond the age of 40, 50 or 60, you know, according to the age, they should wear more and more like a saintly dress, sadhvi dress. Like for example, women who are above 40, 50, the sari they wear should be very sattvic look. Otherwise, sometimes those who are younger women may wear little colorful saris. Similarly with men also, we don't want, as the age goes, the renunciation increases, the devotion increases. Renunciation is, you will find when one goes to vanaprastha, that means his retired life, one should look very simple. That's the whole idea. We look simple, and another one advantage of wearing simple is what? It doesn't go to your head if you wear a simple dress. One time, one lady was wearing a very costly sari, very, very gorgeous sari and costly sari, jig, 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 jig like that. And when she was coming in the road, and everybody appeared to be looking at her, she felt very shy. She was looking down here, there. Why everybody is looking at me like this? So as soon as she came home, she looked into the big mirror to check, am I too beautiful in this dress? Everybody was looking at me. Then she saw that the bindi, instead of here, bindi was here. Therefore, everybody was looking at her. Then she understood, oh, this was a mistake for which they were seeing, not for my dress. So, by wearing such a gaudy sari, jig-jig-jig dress, she was becoming bodily conscious. So, devotee should become soul conscious or body conscious. Therefore, we wear simple. Any of you have experienced that you wore a new dress, very gorgeous dress in your college days, and you thought the whole world is looking at you. Correct? Correct? Isn't it? Yeah. So in this way you will see that when we, therefore we want to, when you wear simple, then you can glorify the Lord without becoming proud. Go ahead. And but similarly perfumes also. Why boys, girls put perfumes? Body, you know, secretes bad odors, you know, there is sweating and all kinds of dirty things come in the body. You put odor and then you walk, people think, oh, this lady is so fragrant, or man is so fragrant. You know, nobody is fragrant. Only deodorant is fragrant. Isn't it? So we should not increase the illusion of the people. So putting nail polish, putting lipstick and showing off, devotees don't do such things. Because we don't want to attract the world to us. We want to attract the world to Krishna. Go ahead.
Particularly for morning programs and for all temple programs, in general, fresh clothes must be worn. The previous day's clothes must not be worn. Lord Chaitanya said that a Vaishnava is one who, when seen, reminds one of Krishna.
Hence, yeah, correct. And then, tilaka, you know, a person who is not chanting the holy name and not following regulative principles must not wear tilaka, he says. That means the condition for wearing tilaka is you should be chanting and following four regs. Only for them tilaka is allowed. Sometimes in certain temples, new people come and say, that, please put tilaka for me. Everybody is wearing, so I also want to wear. And they will be wearing tilaka and smoking a cigarette outside. Is it allowed? That's not allowed. Like one time I had put tilaka for a boy who wanted to have tilaka. And then when I was going out to catch a train, that boy was coming in the opposite side. And I saw him, he was smoking also. And he was coming towards the temple. He said, it's my old habit, I have not yet given up. I said, see, either you throw away the cigarette and have tilaka, or you rub the tilaka and smoke cigarette. You can't combine both. Correct, no? Because people will think this fellow is wearing tilaka and doing this. And you have to give up the bad habits. Four regs you have to follow. Only then you can wear tilaka. And then, brahmacharya and sannyasis, they shave their head once a week and keep pushika. They look neat and clean. Grihasthas can also do the same. But in case they are working in a company, they have to keep little short hair. They can keep a short hair. We call it Hare Krishna cut. You can show that. You can show him. This is Hare Krishna cut. You show. Show the camera. Him, yeah. See, that's Hare Krishna cut. See? What's your name, Prabhu?
Viras.
So, he's also Hare Krishna cut. You can show that also. Yeah. See, this is Hare Krishna cut. Short cut. Okay. So, what is the advantage of this kind of short hair? Advantage of short hair is, you are not too conscious of the hair. There are 24 hairstyles, including disco style and all that. So, if you keep too much of this thing, if you worry about hairstyle, then we become what conscious? Bodily conscious. And you have Hare Krishna cut, short cut, then you have nothing to worry about the hair. Short and neat, if possible a small shika also. Shika size and all that is given, yeah. Okay, generally shika, while bathing you untie the shika and you dry the water and everything, then immediately you should tie it. It said in untied shaka is a sign of death in the family. So we should never keep it untied. We should always keep it tied other times. Yeah. See, while tying your shika after bathing, chant Harekshana mantra. Or if initiated with the Gayatri mantras. Silently chant the Brahma Gayatri first line and then you tie the shika, he says. Okay? Yeah. And women should keep long hair tied behind. Which means they should not, without untying, they should not put the hair like this and come. They should tie it. And kantimala also can be 2 rounds or 3 rounds wrapped around. But those who are wearing kantimala, all the 4 rigs they have to follow. No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. And even onion garlic should not go down the throat if they wear the kantimala. Nowadays boys, girls want to wear kantimala as a fashion, which is not allowed. See, devotees who are not initiated, but have been following the 4 rigs for some time, and who desire to take diksha, they can also wear kantimala, he says. It indicates a surrender to the Lord. Just like a dog has got a license. So you know what is a licensed dog and what is a street dog, you know that. Similarly, when Yamadutas has come, they will check, is it a licensed devotee, is wearing kantimala? Oh, he is Krishna devotee, run away. They will see a Krishna devotee and run away. If somebody doesn't have a neck, they will say, hey, this fellow doesn't have the license. Maybe he may be breaking 4 rigs. Find out, check his account. And if he has done a lot of sins, then they can catch him and take him. Like dogs also, they see if a dog doesn't have the license, the municipality van catches them and takes them in the lorry and they kill them. Correct, no? Yeah. So we are all Krishna's, Krishna Dasa, Krishna Dasi. So we wear the kantimala. And people ask you, what is this? Then you get a chance to tell them about chanting Hare Krishna and following 4 rigs and preaching opportunity. One boy asked me, Prabhu, whenever I have to eat meat, can I remove the kantimala, eat meat and then put it back? Some people do that. That's not allowed. Like sometimes people going to Pandharpur, sometimes, the kantimala, they remove it and they eat some meat and they put back. It's not allowed. Once you are wearing, you are surrendered to Lord. One shouldn't do wrong things. It's not for imitating Vaishnavas. Yeah. Okay, sometimes pavitras and other things people give you can wear it, but you have to preserve it in puja room very carefully. Okay, but kantimala is one permanently. Okay, we'll stop here with this. Okay, we'll complete this one. Mustache and this thing we'll finish. Read it, mustache and beard.
Devotees who are initiated or preparing to be initiated should not have a mustache or a beard. It may be noted, however, that in some Vaishnava mathas, men shave their face and head once a fortnight or on full moon day, and in Chaturmasya period, they do not shave at all. But our standard is to shave on regular basis with the odd exception of yatras or for some other justifiable reason.
And yatra, sometimes 15 days you are in yatra, you are not shaved, so hair grows a little bit. But otherwise, regularly once a week we shave the head and clean shave the mustache and beard, everything. Vaishnavas should look very clean, that's our standard. And those who are grihasthas, they may have to keep little hair to go to company and all. But they also, if they are advancing in Krishna consciousness, they shave away the mustache and beard. Why? Because mustache gives us, it increases our ego. Like in my school days, we used to grow Bhagat Singh mustache. You know Bhagat Singh? Like this. So although mustache was very big, we were afraid of a cockroach also. What is the use of this mustache? It is only a show, isn't it? So devotees shave up the mustache. They don't keep a mustache. So further we will, so we have completed most of it. What we couldn't do, this cleanliness, general behavior, and attending class, these three I'll cover next week. We will take our time and finish that. Okay? Let me take some questions. Yeah. Pratish Babu is asking, is the chant Gaur Nityananda Bol Hari Bol not bona, is it bona fide? No, it's not bona fide. It's not bona fide. Prabhupada told us not to sing that. Ganesh Prabhu is asking, in life, when we progress in bhakti, then bhakti becomes problem every time. So what can this problem solve in material world problem? When we progress in bhakti, then problem comes every time. So what can this problem solve in material world problem? I don't understand the question. See, when you progress in bhakti, there may be small, small problems which will come. You take guidance from devotees, how to solve those problems. But why we solve the problem? So that we can advance in bhakti very nicely. Like for example, when you advance bhakti, you cannot eat meat. When you go home, parents may tell you to eat meat. But you can kindly tell them that you all eat meat. I won't stop you, but personally I get vomit when I eat meat. You know, I have developed aversion. Now I am eating only pure vegetarian food. You can tell them and they will give you freedom. So in this way, you make your bhakti, all the activities favorable for bhakti. Harimam Pandeprabhu was asking, what is the meaning of servant, of servant, of servant? Can you please explain why you use these three iteration? Very good. Good question. For example, Arjuna is Yudhishthir Maharaja's younger brother. So he faithfully followed Yudhishthir Maharaj like a servant. Whatever elder brother said, he followed. And Krishna agreed to become a charioteer of Arjuna. And Arjuna would stand in the chariot, and with his knee, if he touches Krishna's right shoulder, that means he should take the chariot right. If he touches Krishna's left shoulder, he should move next. In this way, Arjuna wouldn't speak with bow and arrow, he would just touch with the knee. And Krishna was ready for being touched and hit like this from behind. He acted as a servant. That means Krishna is called a servant of servant. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj is the king, Arjuna became his servant and Krishna became his servant. So he became servant of the servant. Similarly, you may not get to meet the spiritual master directly. But you may be taking guidance from one of the senior disciples of spiritual master. So that disciple is servant of guru. And you become guided by that devotee. So you are servant of servant. Correct, no? Now sometimes one person is servant of guru and he has preached to one and you may preach by him. So you are servant of the servant of the servant. Correct, no? So this is on a practical consideration I am telling you. Now let us go one step deeper. When a devotee serves the Vaishnavas, he thinks that I am not only servant of Krishna, I am servant of all the Vaishnavas, because all Vaishnavas are very dear to Krishna. And if I serve them, Krishna will become very happy. Now, what is because of serving these Vaishnavas? If these Vaishnavas send one of their servants to order me to do something, I will be ready to do. That's the meaning. That is the consciousness. Gopi Bartuh Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa, it is said. The gopis were all in this consciousness that if I cannot become a servant of Radharani, then Radharani is servants of Lalita Vishaka. If I cannot become their assistants are all other sakhis. There are Prana Sakhis, Nitya Sakhis, Radha Snehadika Sakhis, Krishna Snehadika Sakhis, all this, Paramapreshta Sakhis. I can't become one of them. I will become their assistant. If I cannot become their assistant, I will become one of the Manjiris, who is a very little gopi, who can become assistant of the assistant of the assistant and serve ultimately Shrimati Radharani. That's the mood. Yeah. Jagdish Prabhu is asking, please give some details of 12 names of the Lord which we take while putting tilak. Actually, these forms of the Lord which were mentioned here now, each of them is characterized, if you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the position of the Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma that they hold. They have different. And each of the names also have a meaning. Like for example, Madhava, when you say, is husband of the goddess of fortune. Like if you say Pundrikaksha means his eyes are like lotus petals, like that. Keshava means one who has curly locks of beautiful hair. That's the meaning. Similarly, all the names which we take of the Lord, one name has one meaning of each of them, like that, yeah. And also the position of their Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, you read in TLC book also, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Vivek was asking, I am preparing for civil service exam, how to study 8 to 9 hours with full concentration? So every 1 hour, you take 3 minutes break and get up and stretch your hands, legs, take a puff of fresh air and look at the greenery in the garden, jog. Generally, I used to jog chanting Mahamantra. Along with jogging. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You jog like that. Stretch your hands. Sit back after 3 minutes, then your efficiency is tripled. You will see that. But if you continuously study, you get very tired. After 2-3 hours, you will collapse. But every 1 hour, you take 3 minutes out, it will make a big difference. Try it. And Krishna Prabhu is asking, due to laziness, I am not even taking bath. Please help me in overcoming it. Please suggest a few tips. Okay. Okay, if it is too cold, you can take a hot water bath. Actually, we have a center in Hyderabad in Madhapur. ISKCON Madhapur. If you put in Hyderabad, you will get it. You will get their contact. And you can visit there. If you start going there, all these good habits will come for you. And you need association of devotees. Okay. So, Swapnil Prabhu is asking, single devotee keep appreciating every day, once a while it's okay, but I don't get appreciated. I don't like to get appreciated time to time. I feel the devotee is just flattering. So you can tell the devotee, Prabhu, I get very irritated, I don't like it. Please don't do it. And also you tell him, if you continue doing it, I'll report to the seniors. You can tell him. So you can tell him. Some devotees keep touching the other devotee's legs and then touch their own head, although their feet didn't touch other devotee. I think this is irritating for me, correct? Both the things you have said, they're sentimental devotees who do this. It's not appropriate behavior. They will say, mercy Prabhuji, they'll catch the feet, or they'll flatter you too much. It's inappropriate behavior. Report to the seniors about him, tell his counselor and they will guide him. Pish Kumar Prabhu is asking, can people marriage intercaste? Yes, according to Shastra, intercaste is there. But the boy should be of a higher caste, girl should be of a lower caste. For example, you will see that Kardama Muni is Brahmana and Devahuti is Kshatriya. Then that marriage is called Anuloma, favorable marriage. Yeah. Srinivas Prabhu is asking whether the Ashtanga or Dhyana Yogis achieve Lord Vishnu's divine vision in their hearts at last in Samadhi than any sort of bhakti or devotion in their past lives. Is Mahavatar Babaji, or who is known as Shiva Goraksh Baba, than any sort of devotion in past, or whether such avatars on their own achieve divine vision of God without the help of God. As it is said, for devotees that Lord Himself, if comes where, whereas for Ashtanga Yogi, He leaves them to fend for themselves. No, Ashtanga Yogi is also the Dharana Dhyana Samadhi stage. Samadham will become completely Bhakta Yogis also. I saw in Vrindavan, there was one Sri Vaishnava devotee who was lived in a gufa. We heard that he was Ashtanga Yogi. Eventually, he became a great Bhakta of Lord Vishnu. And then he became pure devotee also. They can also become pure devotees eventually. They can get promotion. Srinivas Basramanam is asking whether... Okay, that is over. Yashraj Singh Prabhu is asking, many people say that there is a rule that one should not speak lies when the particular person is wearing a kantimala. Is this true? Yeah, kantimala means you are a devotee. Why should they speak lies? Always speak the truth. According to Deshkalapadara, sometimes you are unable to tell the truth. You may partially tell the truth and then take guidance from seniors how to do that. Vaibhav Prabhu is asking, can we shave in Chaturmas? Oh yes, you can shave. Actually, Gaudiya Math people follow not shaving for 4 months because they get into more chanting, more reading like that. But in ISKCON, Prabhupada has prescribed that we should regularly shave at least once a week and look clean always. Pish was asking, when will people see Krishna in Krishna consciousness? What is the question? When will people see Krishna in Krishna consciousness? I say, in Krishna consciousness, how people can see Krishna? That means you mean to say that people are not seeing in our Krishna consciousness movement, they are not seeing Krishna, they are seeing a lot of politics or other things. I don't know, what does he mean? You can make your question a little more clear, Pish Prabhu, so I can answer it better. Maybe mood, when will people see Krishna in Krishna, full Krishna consciousness, is it? Oh, in a Krishna consciousness mood, yeah, that comes actually by chanting only. You are chanting, now initially Aparadhana, then Namabhas. When you come to Shuddhana, then we see in proper consciousness. Avinash Prabhu, we say that when a Devi... when a devotee wears Kantimala, Yamadas can't touch. What happens to the soul after death? How does it go to the next body or Vaikuntha? Next body, the super soul takes him to the next body. When he goes to go to Vaikuntha, Vishnu Dutas will come in a Vaikuntha airplane and take him. Chetan Prabhu is asking, if we don't have Gopichandan and cannot apply it so openly due to some reasons, can we do it in the mind or use water? As I am not wrong, according to Bhagavatam, Brahmachari is supposed to have matted hair, but we don't keep. Actually, there are two things a brahmachari or sannyasi can do. Either allow the hair to grow in the way it grows, mustache, beard, hair, everything. You don't care for it, or you clean shave. So either of the two, both are considered as renounced. So in Vaishnava line, ISKCON line, we follow shaving so that we can look clean and we will be able to be presentable in the society. So this is also counted as renounced. Only you should not keep a stylish hair and keep combing it. Lakshmi Mataji, last question she's asking. Difference between pure goodness and transcendence. Both are same. You are right. That is actually tamaguna, rajaguna, sattvaguna, and beyond sattva is vishuddha sattva. Pure goodness or transcendence. They both are same. Sometimes the transcendence means zero, zero. It is also called as transcendence. But pure vishuddha sattva, when you say it's beyond zero, zero. Zero, zero is shanti, shanti, shanti. That's called transcendence. But vishuddha sattva means which starts from zero, zero and goes on upward, positive y-axis, above. Positive axis, that is reaching to Vaikuntha. That is called Vishuddha Sattva. So thank you. I will continue this because it's a little exhaustive. We will do it next week and complete it. Okay? Thank you. Basics of Bhakti Yoga. We will complete it next week. Shri Prabhupada ki.